This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha where protesters demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. Some attending that rally in the Wisconsin city on Sunday were back the blue shirts. Others carried American flags. They applauded when law enforcement vehicles rolled by. A Kenosha police officer shot Blake in the back August 23rd, leaving the 29-year-old black man paralyzed. Protesters have marched in Kenosha every night since Blake's shooting. Some protests have devolved into unrest on Tuesday. Two people were killed by an armed civilian during protests in Kenosha. More than 40 professional athletes signed a letter in solidarity with the Invest in Us Coalition, demanding accountability for the Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake. The athletes, including former boxer Leila Ali, New Orleans linebacker Demario Davis, former NFL players Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett, and many more, also called for real investments to end police violence and gun violence in black and brown communities. Invest in Us is a coalition of Wisconsin-based and national advocacy organizations. The mayor of Portland, Oregon, and President Donald Trump engaged in a real-time argument Sunday as the president sent a flurry of critical tweets about Ted Wheeler as the mayor was holding a news conference about the fatal shooting of a right-wing supporter in his city the night before, after Mr. Trump called Wheeler, a Democrat, a fool, and blamed him for allowing violence to proliferate in the liberal city. The visibly angry mayor lashed out at the president, addressing him in the first person through the TV cameras. That's classic Trump. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators rallied Sunday in the Belarusian capital of Minsk to begin the fourth week of daily protests demanding that the country's president resign. The protests began after an August 9th presidential election that protesters say was rigged, but that election officials say gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. Protesters initially tried to gather at Independence Square, but barriers and riot police blocked it off. They then streamed down one of the capital's main avenues past hulking olive-green prisoner transport vehicles. Police detained some marchers and forced them into the transports. Worldwide, there are more than 845,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with now 25.1 million and more confirmed infections, with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. Face masks on public transport became mandatory in New Zealand Monday, as social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, was confident the new measure would be taken up across New Zealand, adding that a bit of smiling with the eyes behind the mask and kindness to Aucklanders in particular would help get the country through the latest outbreak. Limits will stay on public gatherings and movement in Auckland. New Zealand announced 9 coronavirus cases Monday, 4 of which were in managed isolation quarantine. The Pacific nation of 5 million people had seemed to stop community transmission of COVID-19 due to tough lockdown measures, but reintroduced restrictions in its largest city, Auckland, this month following a new outbreak. Berlin police broke up a mass protest against coronavirus curbs Saturday and arrested 300 in the German capital after demonstrators failed to keep their distance and wear masks as instructed. Around 38,000 protesters gathered for events across the city, and police reported pockets of unrest as infections rise in Europe and public frustration at measures to contain the virus grows. Similar events took place in Paris, London, and elsewhere Saturday. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor Jared Kushner visited Jerusalem's Western Wall Sunday ahead of a scheduled trip the following morning to the United Arab Emirates with the U.S. and Israeli delegations for talks on finalizing Israel-UAE ties. The Western Wall, the holiest place where Jews are allowed to pray in Jerusalem, is revered as a remnant of the compound of the Second Temple more than 2,000 years ago and destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.